To say that Frank West started his long and illustrious career early would be an understatement. The fact is, as West said in a 2006 interview,
"Music has always been a part of my life."
As a young child in Oklahoma, Wes's home was filled with music. His mother had been a singer, and his father had played cornet in a family band.
We used to go to a church, and they had a left-handed violin player that played there. I'm left-handed, so they wanted me to play the violin. I didn't want the violin.
He also fooled around a little with his father's cornet, but he says,
"When I got to be 10 years old, my life started."
Wes had a teacher who lived nearby and played the sax. When he would rehearse with his band,
"I could always hear this, you know, and I liked the saxophone very well, you know. So that's what I wanted."
His family had moved to Washington, D.C. by then, and Wes started taking music lessons from a man in the neighborhood named Henry Grant. Grant had trained Duke Ellington and would go on to teach Billy Taylor. With Mr. Grant's training, it wasn't long before Frank Wes was on stage.
"The saxophone was as big as I was, and they just put me out on stage, you know, and when I had dum-dum-dum-dum, I was in an automatic pilot. You know, I'm gone, you know."
In high school, Wes took lessons with John Malachi, a pianist who would go on to help invent bebop. But despite this early love of music, the world was almost denied Frank Wes's talent and ability. On top of being a musician, as a child he was also a scholar. And in 1937, at the age of 15, he was pre-med at Howard University.
"I was taking a pre-dental course."
That didn't last too long, as it turns out. Wes dropped medicine, and he says,
"When I was 17, I was working in the pit band in the Howard Theater."
From Washington, D.C., Duke Ellington entertained.
The Howard Theater was a principal spot on what was called the Chitlin' Circuit, a string of theaters where African-American bands were allowed to play. At the Howard, Wes was lucky to see and occasionally work with Duke Ellington, Jimmy Lunsford, Cab Calloway, and one time, the great Jelly Roll Morton. In fact, he says it was Jelly Roll who started him on the road to playing tenor sax. One night while jamming,
"I made a mistake or something like that," and he turned around and he said, "Hey boy, where are you from?" I said, "I'm from Oklahoma." He said, "Oh, look, you can forget it. You never played the saxophone. Same one man ever came out of Oklahoma, played the saxophone, and I taught him."
Wes took the great man's advice and picked up the tenor sax instead. And a good thing, too.
"I went and changed for the tenor, and luckily, after I started playing the tenor, I started working."
And he started traveling. He also kept on learning, picking up the flute while on the road, mastering that instrument, too, and pioneering its introduction into jazz. Wes spent 11 years playing flute and tenor sax with the Count Basie Orchestra. He played with Clark Terry well into the 1970s. Of jazz, Wes said,
"It's a way of life. That's what it is, actually. And that's what you live for. That's what you've done all your life, and that's what it is."
Frank Wes died November 3rd. He was 91 years old. He continued performing right up to the end, even releasing a new album last June. Appropriately, it ended with the jazz standard, All Too Soon. For VOA News, I'm Richard Paul.